From the latest blockbusters to hidden gems, news and reviews, this is your destination for everything movies. Grab your Chock Top and popcorn, sit back and relax, and don't forget to switch your phone to silent.
Here we go.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Yes, it's a Friday, and what do we do on a Friday? We party, don't you, Mr. Lee?
Well, some of us party.
I've been partying all week. It's been a big week, Mr. Lee.
You have.
Yeah, this has been huge. I haven't really come down from my Oscar high. This is incredible.
I can understand. It's only taken you, what, 10 years? 10 years.
Yeah, it's taken a long time. It has, but I've got to say, I'm really enjoying it. Now I know how you feel, right? Now I know how it feels. It feels good. Hello and welcome to Talking Flicks. It is JT. Mr. Lee's here as well. This is where we talk about all great things, movies. Yeah, we'll hook you up with some new films you can go and see this week. And also, Mr. Lee, Oscars. What an incredible ceremony it was. I said to you off the podcast that I thought that some of the awards were quite predictable, but you disagree.
Yeah, only because of the BAFTAs and the SAG awards, plus some other awards. It was, you know, everyone was saying the Brutalists, and then everything all of a sudden went to Honora, then it went to Conclave, because there were so many, you just couldn't predict. So, yeah, it was different.
I just followed my gut. So, you know, and look at sure, I didn't listen to the SAGs and all that sort of rubbish. No, I got in there. I knew what I was doing, Mr. Lee. So, you know what? Next year, okay, I'll help you out. How does that sound? I'll give you some.
Okay, that'd be great. Thank you. That would be so good.
Okay, so you know what it means? You know what this means now, Mr. Lee, don't you? Now that, I've got my Oscars glory. Unfortunately for you, yes. I was getting prepared to watch The Minions, but I don't have to watch The Minions now, but you need to get ready for a Tommy Cruise film, and it's going to be good.
No.
Going to be good.
I am going to have to sit there and just, sit through it. Hopefully it's only like a 60-minute movie. That'd be good.
No, unfortunately for you, it's not a 60-minute movie.
Am I allowed to fast forward it?
No, Mr. Lee. That's breaking the rules. So now what film, what do you think it's going to be? Have you worked out what you think it might be? Let's see.
Well, I have been thinking about this all week, right? And my thing is, he did The Mummy a few years ago because they were trying to reboot that. And that's a bit of a horror, you know, action. And I thought, might be that, because, you know, I don't like horrors, so I might sit through it and be scared. And then I thought, oh, I hope it's not Days of Thunder or, you know, one of his early ones. Risky Business, yeah, I could do that because that was fun, you know, that was back in the day. And then I'm hoping, if it's Maverick, yep, no worries, I can do that because I did enjoy, you know, the original. So because I did go see the original.
And you said that you can't stand Tom Cruise, and you've just read off all the films you enjoy. So I think I brought you two back together.
No, I don't. But The Maverick I did, because that was back in 32 years ago, whatever, 37 years ago. That was huge back then. Everyone, if you're mad not to go see it. So,
yeah. Well, in some sad news for you, it's none of those films. So,
that's good.
Yeah, but anyway, I will tell you what it is a bit later on. I'm not going to give too much away. He had so many films, so it will be something, and we'll tell you a bit more about that at the end of the podcast. So, yeah, we're going to unpack the Oscars. We'll look at the big winners, the losers, also as well. We'll look at some new movies. We'll go around the screens in our top fives and see what's doing great at the box office. But let's get things underway with this.
Heaps of great movies coming to a cinema near you. Here's a peek at what's on the big screen this week.
So, looking at the new one that opened yesterday, Mikey 17. Now, this is an adventure drama sci-fi, and this, I have to say, Robert Pattinson's in it. We've got Toni Collette, Mark Ruffalo, and it's all about a guy who starts working for an employer that demands the commitment to the job like no other. He will either die or live. That's a huge commitment, isn't it?
That is a massive commitment for any job.
And for any job, exactly right. But this job, you actually, you do die in it, but then you come back to do another job. And then you come back, and every time, because they're doing basically experiments. So it sounds very interesting. The concept, I don't think I've ever seen a concept like this at all in a movie.
No.
So I think it's, yeah, it sounds pretty good. Let's have a listen.
Hi, Mickey. Are you experiencing any vertigo?
I guess I am feeling a little dizzy.
Oh, wow. Did you see that?
Now, I wouldn't be surprised if you're thinking at this point, what have I done?
How lucky can one guy be?
Nothing was working out, and I wanted to get off of Earth.
You're applying to be an expendable?
Yeah.
You read through the whole application.
Ain't that a kick in the head?
Yeah, I should have read through it.
Once you die, we'll print a new version of your body.
They made me work my ass off on one mission after another.
Every time you die, we learn something new, and humanity moves forward.
Oh, wait! He's alive!
It's fine.
My life is gonna be beautiful.
Biggie!
It's not looking very good for you.
Yeah, no.
I'm sure you're used to it by now, but what's it feel like to die? Even on my 17th go-around, I hate dying. Why aren't you dead?
Multiples.
In the case of multiples,
it's just like
we exterminate every individual.
Tell me quick.
Let's blow up these secondhand baloney boys.
Why don't you guys do rock, paper, scissors, and then we'll just shoot the loser.
Tell me quick.
I don't like you. But I'm you. I'm not you. I'm gonna kill you.
Tell me quick.
Well, does that explain it a bit better, Mr. Lee?
It did, didn't it? Now tell me, would you like that?
Oh, I'm not dying for any job. I'm not doing it. Yeah, but expandable. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Multiple. Oh, actually, you know what? I couldn't imagine having multiple JTs in Earth.
Oh, you'd love it, Mr. Enough. Lee. You'd love it.
I think one is enough.
Just more Tom Cruise films to love, Mr. Lee. So. All right, another great movie that is out this week, Hard Truths. Mr. Lee, I've got to say, I really like the look of this film. Pansy, this woman that's just got so much anger, and there is a bit of this depression going on, and how critical she is of her husband and their adult son. They just, because of the way she is with them, they just accept it. It's just...
Yeah, which... How can you keep accepting that if, you know, if your wife or mother keep criticizing you? That's pretty big, isn't it?
It just sounds like my household, realistically. You just get so used to it. Okay, darling, fine. Yeah.
Hey, is that where the story of happy wife, happy life, is that where that comes from?
100%. And if you don't believe it, take a listen to this.
People can't stand them. Cheerful, grinning people.
I'm not seeing a bit.
Where do you think you're going?
For a walk.
People are going to accuse you of loitering with intent.
Your sister called me.
Who?
Chantel.
I know who my sister is, thank you very much. When are you going to settle down?
Well, you have somebody for me.
Yes, Jesus.
At least he was a single man. Do you want to come to the flat on Sunday? The girls would like to see you.
You know I've got health issues. I might spend the day lying in bed.
She makes everything about her. She's rude, man.
I've been harassed by people all day. I'm sick to death of it.
I just want it to all stop.
Why are you so angry?
Why can't you enjoy life?
I don't know.
You worry me, you know.
Pansy, what's going on?
I'm so lonely. What are we going to do about it? I don't understand you, but I love you.
And her over there with that fat baby, parading it around in the little outfit, not dressed for the weather, nah, with pockets. What's a baby got pockets for? What's it going to keep in its pocket?
That's Pansy. Great name, Pansy, isn't it?
Yeah. Isn't it? Yeah. It's a flower, isn't it?
Yeah, but you know. Well, yeah. Oh, and I wouldn't call you a pansy or anything, and I'm sure you wouldn't call me one either. So anyway, yeah, I like it. It sounds good. Very different, but that is out now. Hard Truths.
Yeah. Now, another one that is out is an Australian movie called Spit, and it's a comedy crime drama, and it has the stars David Wenham, Helen Thompson, Gary Sweet. Remember Gary Sweet from that Water Rats? From years ago?
Yeah, he was in Stingers and All Saints and, yeah, he's in a lot of those. Police Rescue.
Yeah.
All those big movies, shows,
yeah. Yeah. So this one's all about Spit Johnny, and after 20 years on the run, he comes back to Australia, but he actually has a false passport and he gets locked up in a detention center, and he starts finding friends because he's got to, you know, try to settle some old scores that have happened over the years. And so, yeah, it's called Spit, and it's open right now.
Lots of great Aussie humor. Now, a whole bunch of other great movies that are open right now. Good to see Anora, Mr. Lee, is first cab off the rank here, which is showing now. 4 and 6, Odeon 5, but you made sure you brought that one in, didn't you, especially?
I did. I actually programmed it to play at Tamworth last Tuesday, Wednesday, because I knew it was going to win. And so I had a hunch that it was going to win. So I actually programmed it in. So I'm very good. Also playing is Baby Girl, Bridget Jones, Mad About the Boy, Captain America, Brave New World, A Complete Unknown, Conclave, Hard Eyes, The Last Journey, The Monkey, September 5, 10 Lives, Moana 2, Mufasa the Lion King, Paddington in Peru, and Sonic the Hedgehog 3. Check your local cinema or our websites to find out what session times and what movies are playing at your cinema.
From every corner of the globe, let's find out what's reigning supreme in your backyard with the Talking Flicks Top 5.
Well done, Mr. Lee.
I did it.
That was very well done. See, this is what happens when you come to rehearsals. You don't cock it up.
It's so good.
So let's do this. Let's see if we can do it again next week. Okay, that's the the pressure's on now. Okay?
It is. You can only hope.
let's do some fives. Let's go to Colombia first up. Let's do some Colombian movies. All right, let's go at number 5, Moana 2. Number 4, The A Complete Unknown. Number 3, September 5. Number 2, Mufasa, The Lion King. And number 1 for Colombia, that's Captain America, Brave New World.
No surprise. Now off to the USA. Number 5 is Dog Man. Number 4 is Paddington in Peru. Number 3 is The Monkey. Number 2 is Last Breath, and number 1 for the US, Captain America, Brave New World.
Oh, big film. Huge film. Will it be number 1 here in Oz, in our backyard? Let's find out. Number 5 is A Complete Unknown. Number 4 is The Monkey. Number 3 is Neja 2. Right, Mr. Lee? Number 2 is Captain America, Brave New World. So no, it's not number 1. The number 1 film for Oz, it's kept its spot. Bridget Jones, mad about the boy.
Gee, you just can't beat Bridget at the moment, can you?
No, on fire. But you can see why it's up there. Fantastic film.
Correct.
So that is our top fives for this week. Let's get into some movie news. You don't like that noise, do you, Mr. Lee? This is victory. This is victory here, this music, right?
Yeah, for you. For you, maybe.
Oh, look, it was a great ceremony, Mr. Lee. It was long, wasn't it? It was. Very long.
It just went over 3 hours.
Yeah.
I think it was 3 hours and 3 minutes, actually, to be precise. But, I still can't believe it that you won. But anyway.
Oh, look, Hollywood's Night of Nights. I'm stoked. Every year I'm depressed after we do this. So this year Yes, I'm very happy. So, Mr. Lee, but let's talk about Conan O'Brien. The night was all about him, the host. He has previously hosted it, but this was a huge gig for him. How did you do? What did you think? What were your thoughts?
Well, me personally, I wasn't really impressed with Conan O'Brien.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he was trying too hard. Mm. And I think some of his jokes were like, I don't know. He that song that he did at the beginning about, you know, time and all that, that was a waste of time.
And when he broke out of Demi Moore, like her body, I don't
because
know what
of the substance.
Yes,
that was from The Substance, because that's what happened in The Substance, you see. So that was a. Yeah, thing to that. But I don't know. I just don't think, yeah. And it's funny, you read a lot of things which I have been over the week, and, you know, a lot of people thought he did a great job, and a lot of people thought the same as me, like, yeah, it was okay. But, you know, the thing I did actually enjoy was when he did say a few funny things, and he did have, you know, this little skits that he did, a couple of those were quite funny.
Adam Sandler, this skit with Adam Sandler was what had the world buzzing. And it was, you know, been tabloids everywhere. There were Adam and Timothy Chalamet were there, and Adam was in a blue, like, jumper, and Timothy Chalamet was dressed in yellow. And why was that, Mr. Lee?
Well, so the talk is that it was actually a little pushback because, as we know, the president of Ukraine was in the White House and the Oval Office just recently, not in a suit and tie, as everyone was saying that he should have been. So that was a little jab at that. But the blue and the yellow is the Palestine's colour of the flag.
Okay. Well, there
and
you go.
Timothy Chalamet, he actually got changed later in the night, and so did Adam Sandler. They did get changed into their normal clothes. So, because the whole thing was a skit, it wasn't real. Like, he didn't go to the Oscars in his basketball shorts and jumper.
He stood out, certainly. Well, this is how Conan unpacked it all.
And finally, for such a prestigious night, it's important that everyone is properly dressed, okay? You're dressed well, Adam.
Conan, what's up, my brother? What's going on, man?
Adam, what are you wearing?
What are you doing right now?
I'm asking you what you're wearing.
I don't care about what I wear or what I don't wear. Did my snazzy gym shorts and fluffy sweatshirt offend you so much that you had to mock me in front of my peers?
Okay, I'm sorry. Adam, I apologize.
Going. I'm gonna go. Off I go. He's on my team. One more thing. Chalamet!
Yeah, very well done. It was a nice little skit.
It was. I actually really enjoyed that. I thought that was a very good thing. And for him to talk the way he was talking, because he does that in a lot of his movies, but to do the Chalamet at the end, I thought that was very clever. I think that was, very well done.
It was very well done, but I still don't think
Chalamet.
It was as good as you, Mr. Lee. I think you take the cake. You should have been there. All right, let's unpack some awards. We should bring in the the music for this. Mr. Lee, let's get these awards off and running. Should we start with... where do you want to start? Where should we go? Should we start with the best?
Yeah, I reckon we should start with the best picture. Which is that's the way we went through, didn't we? Didn't we start that way last week?
I think we did. Yeah. That's the big one. That's always the last one of the night, though.
Yeah, it is. So we're going to start with it just to be a bit different. Not normal, different. So, yeah. Anora, it deserved it. Everyone was raving about it. But it was a toss-up between Conclave, the Brutalist. Everyone was saying, ooh. So it was good to see. And you and I both picked that one. So that's really good. The next one, Best Actor. Well, it was only going to be one, which, you know, Timothée Chalamet, yeah, he could have because he did get one, I think, at the BAFTAs. Was it the BAFTAs he got the award for Complete Unknown?
It was funny because on the morning of the Oscars, there was a lot of talk about Timothée Chalamet. Some people were saying he's going to pick up a gong here. I'm thinking, oh, no, what have I done? you know, but no, Adrian Brody. Yeah, he brought it home, which was great. Best Actress, we were kind of hoping it'd be Demi Moore for The Substance, but it was not Mr. Lee.
No, it wasn't. It was Mikey Madison for Anora. I was actually really sad for Demi Moore. I thought it was her year. And, you know, there was so much hype, and The Favourite was Demi. Everyone was saying it was going to be her, especially, you know, she's got all the other awards prior to this one. And it's just sad.
40 years... you know, in showbiz and whatnot. So, yeah, it wasn't to be, unfortunately, not the fairy tale for Demi. Maybe next year she's in any more good movies. Yeah. Best Supporting Actor. Well, we picked this one a mile off. Kieran Culkin.
We did.
A Real Pain.
A Real Pain.
Yeah. No surprises there. We didn't really have a front runner, anyone else, did we? That was just...
That was it.
Always going to be it. I really enjoyed seeing Zoe Saldana pick up the award for Best Supporting Actress. She was very emotional.
Wasn't she?
Yeah.
And I think she was actually shocked. I generally think she was actually really shocked that she beat, Andrea Grande, whatever her name is, or
Ariana.
Monica.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, her and Monica as well from A Complete Unknown. But I'm happy for her because I think she deserved it as well. So, really good to win. Our Best Director, well, we both picked Sean Baker because, you know, he was the talk of the town. Like,
could have been Brady Corbett too. Very close for the Brutalist. Could have gone either way.
But I will say, did you know that for the first time ever, Sean Baker, he did so many different things in this movie, Anora, he got 4 awards. And that's the first time ever that someone has won 4 awards for one movie in the same year. And good on him for doing it too.
Yeah, so, great. No, yeah. And you know what? Some big things to come for Sean Baker, I think. So keep an eye on him after this. Best International Feature, I'm Still Here. We both picked that, Mr. Lee. That was a sure thing. Yeah. Yeah. Although Emilia Perez, you know, another good film there.
Yeah, absolutely. Who won the Best Animated Feature?
Oh, Mr. Lee. Oh, hold on, I see you down for that. Look at that. Yeah, no, you picked that one. Yeah,
I picked Flo.
Yep, I'll give you a win there, Mr. Thank Lee. You did well there. Yes. Flo. Flo for Best Animated Feature. Yeah, I had The Wild Robot. It was a toss of the coin, that one. I could have gone Flo. But I opted to go The Wild Robot just to make it a bit different, you know. I wanted to make it a bit different and, you know, split things up. And, yeah. Mr. Lee.
Well, I'm in front.
Yes, you are in front. At this point, you are in front.
I will say.
And I looked at it and I thought, oh, no, this is not going to end well. And then Mr. Lee rolled around the Music Awards, the Best Original Score. We had The Brutalist there, Conclave, Emilia Perez, Wicked, The Wild Robot. You went Wicked, Mr. Lee.
Yes, I did. I did.
You went Wicked and... yeah, it was The Brutalist.
The Brutalist.
Mm.
Which I cannot believe. I'm shocked. So we're even at the moment. We are even.
So it all came down to this.
Mm. One. Yeah. And you know what? I have to say, over the 10 years that we had actually been doing this, you would always get the song. You would always pick it. I never, ever could pick the song. I always struggled with it. And I don't know, I just thought Sing Sing Fat It Like a Bird. I thought it was the one. But good on you. You took it out. You were very adamant and it was going to be El Mal from Emilia Perez. So good on you. And I just want to say congratulations. It has taken you 10 years to beat me, but you did it.
Thank you, Mr. Lee. Thank you very much. That means a lot to come from you, the champion.
And did that sound really like I did mean it? Because
yeah, it did. I didn't believe that.
I did.
Good.
I actually did. Good. Yeah.
I'm glad.
It was well played, Mr. Lee.
It was well played. And yeah. I just felt like this was my year. I felt like I had to break my duck. And this year it happened. So very happy. But what a great Oscars. And Mr. Lee, a bet is a bet. So, and you're a man of your word. So
yes.
You will be sitting through a Tom Cruise film, which we're going to get to very soon. Mr. Lee is eagerly waiting. I can see the sweat dripping down his brow, waiting to find out what he's going to be
thinking. I'm really packing it, I tell you.
Yeah.
Now that I know it's not those, but anyway.
So we'll do that a bit later on. That is news. Let's do some around the screens quickly. Odeon 5 in Orange, the Queer Screen Film Festival. Mr. Lee, this sounds interesting.
Yeah, and it's actually from Charles Sturt University who are putting it on, and that's on March 19, as you said. And then in Wagga and in Tamworth and Orange, we've got Andre Rieu on April 13. Tickets on sale now. Now in Tamworth, we've got our art house movie Sing Sing happening from March 13, and then we've also got a ladies' night on March 20 for Disney Snow White, and tickets on sale now for that as well. Next week opening, we've got Black Bag, which is a new spy thriller drama starring Cate Blanchett and Michael Fassbender, and we've also got a period drama, and it's called Window Clique or something, and it's all about a family.
I think it's Widow, Mr. Lee. Widow, yeah.
Oh, is it? Widow? Oh, it is too. Widow. Oh, God, my eyes are really bad, aren't they? And they're all about in the wine business, and so it's starts. But as I said, it's a period piece, so very interesting.
Yeah, interesting indeed. Okay.
Can we just move on?
Well, we do have to.
I want to find out what
Mr.
the
Mr. Lee, there's still
watching,
things so. To get to. We've got to talk about our Flixster podcast, which dropped on Wednesday. Allison, check that out September 5. Go there to have a listen to that. Our next talk in Flixster will be in on Wednesday. That will be Duncan, who will be reviewing. Is it Mickey 17 that we're doing on?
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
doing on Wednesday. Yeah, that should be good. I'm looking forward to that. That's the one with the expandables and whatnot. Yeah. That should be good.
It's
going to
be very. And I think Duncan, from when I did talk to him, he was looking forward to it. So,
all right, that is on Wednesday at midday. Make sure you don't miss it. Now, Mr. Lee.
Show me the money. I need to feel you, Jerry. Show me the money. Jerry, you better yell. Show me the money.
Now, for you, Mr. Lee, you're not seeing Jerry Maguire, so you've got nothing to worry about there, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, so it's come down to it, Mr. Lee. Your Tom Cruise film you'll be watching was from 1988.
So it is
one of his older ones, Mr. Lee. And I have chosen Cocktail for you to watch Cocktail. And I just want to point out, Mr. Lee.
Brown.
Yes, Brian Brown and Elizabeth Shue. Now, I want to point out, Mr. Lee, it won 2 Golden Raspberry Awards for Worst Picture and Worst Screenplay. And Tom Cruise was also nominated as Worst Actor and Donaldson as Worst Director. So it picked up, it was not great. And it made the official Razzie Movie Guide as one of the 100 most enjoyably bad movies ever made. So, yes, Mr. Lee, you're going to enjoy this.
Oh, I am. Oh, my God. That's going to be so much fun.
Yeah, Cocktail.
I can't wait.
Cocktail. So make sure you have a cocktail for the movie. I think you're going to need it because, it's going
to
be good fun.
I think I'm going to have a mini bar right next to me.
Don't stop at one. No. You've got to have more than one, Mr. Lee. Yeah. More than one cocktail.
Definitely.
So,
well, I'll report back next week and let you know my thoughts on Cocktail.
So, when will you be doing over the weekend? Is that your weekend locked in now, is it?
Yeah, that's my weekend. Yes, it is. Yes. I'll be watching that and, yes, living a Tom Cruise movie. But at least Brian Brown's in it. I like Brian Brown. He's a good actor, so I'm happy about that.
Well, you've got to have some positive, otherwise it's just... And Mr. Lee, you do know that the other part of the deal was you got to come on Talking Flicks next week and tell me how good it was, how good Tom Cruise was in that film.
I will.
Okay, that's your review.
I'll report back.
Okay. Yeah,
I will report back and let you know. I will tell you my rundown of what I thought.
I like it. That's very good.
And I'll be honest. I'll be honest.
And Mr. Lee, you'll be putting microphones, there'll be secret microphones hidden while you're watching the film, okay? So you can give us your in-depth analysis while you're watching the film, okay? So we'll get to be part of that.
You're not going to jump out, are you?
No, but I do want to see it. I want to enjoy this. So this would be good, yes. But, so that'll be on next week's normal podcast next Friday, so... Looking forward to that, Mr. Lee. Let's do a wrap. Do you want a positive thought before I go, or do you need it?
Yes.
I don't know. Do you want it?
Yeah, yep. I do. No, I do. I do need it. Yes, please.
All right,
please.
No one is perfect. That's why pencils have erasers. So you can wipe away your mistakes. A pity you couldn't do that, Mr. Lee. What a shame.
And that might be Tom Cruise movie that I'm watching over the weekend.
Yeah, you want to erase your memory after, I think. That's what's going to happen.
Yes.
Had you ever seen Cocktail before? Have you watched it?
If I have, it would have been back in the 80s. So, and I really, all I know is Brian Brown was in it, and he was never big, was he? After it, so obviously it was bad.
No, Aussie actor as well. So, I don't think there's going to be much to enjoy for you, Mr. Lee, unfortunately, out of that film. So, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
Enjoy it, please.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Anything else for the weekend, Mr. Lee, we should know about? It's been pretty boring the last few weeks. No.
Yeah, it has. How about you? Are you doing anything exciting?
Yes. I think I am. I don't even know what I'm doing, to be totally honest. All I know is I'm not watching the freaking Minions, okay? That's all I know. So it's going to be a great week. Have a good one, everyone, and we'll catch you on Wednesday midday for our Talking Flicks to podcast. Mickey17 with Duncan. Have a good one, guys.
Bye for now.
Enjoy Mr. Lee. Enjoy Tom Cruise.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.